Lamelech. Also, since it's a takola, we do not want it to stay around today. You cannot use it today. We're afraid you'll have enough in Hegdish. So you're supposed to get rid of it. Now, v'yezeu ikar, what's considered the ikar over here that you're supposed to do? So here it says, noyel delos defunehon, just close the door in front of the animal. In other words, starve it to death. V'meisimile, and it'll die by itself. So here it's mashma, you have no right to the ikar, meaning to uproot it, to cut off, to give it tzar balachayim, to do a mais of yadayim. But just rather, shevi atasa, just close the door. That's all. There's different. There's really, you're allowed to uproot, take off the hooves. Just here, the reason why the Chum did not tell you to do it is because since you are makdish this animal, it has kedusha. It has kedusha on it, so it's a bizoyim. It's not nice to kedushim to do something to it, to cut off its hooves. Therefore, here the Chum said, rather do not do anything. Just let it starve to death. So Mora says, okay, v'nishkato. Let's shecht it though. Like the main thing is to kill it. It shouldn't be around. So let's shecht it. V'nishkut mishkuto. So Rashi speaks out. Yim mishum shkutei chutz. Bedek habayis le'mechad. There's no risk on bedek habayis of shkutei chutz. So just shecht it. So Gemara says no. Also budel de'etakolo. We're also afraid to come with de'etakolo. That maybe someone will eat it. In other words, that means there is shecht it and let it die and don't eat it. So the answer is no. That's no good because we're afraid maybe somebody will eat it. So also bull do they takolo. So Mar says, okay, the lishva gistro. The Rashi says, no yichatchenu lishnayim. Cut the head in half, like cut the head completely off, cut it completely into two. Rashi says, aleki b'zayin the kodeshim to meis semar for the kolo lekod liyachli minei. It's not a b'zayin. Or die faster, and people won't eat from it. Like we don't eat from an animal that we made a gistro that we chopped off the whole head. Omer Abaye, Amakor, the pasuk says. They were supposed to break down the goyish mizbeach. The avodah zarah was supposed to break down, but the pasuk says, "Lo yisasun kein l'Hashem l'kechem." We should not do the same thing to our God. So therefore, for us, the kachshim will not act like this. Rav Amravis says, "Bevnei shenira kamato mum bekadoshim." You can't do a thing like this. So shavi gistra, just to cut off the neck, like cut it the wrong way, not to chashchit. You're making a treifa, making a nevela. So Mar says, "Pshita that's also." Because if so, you're making a mum for Kodeshim. Like this, it's a behemoth that's Kodesh. You're not allowed to put a mum in the animal. You can't put a blemish in there. So Murray says, Nira, just what it looks like it. Mum alyo, this is a real good mum. Of course it should be Yosa. So Murray says, no, honey, Mili, when is it really Yosa? Bizman Shah Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Bizman, we have the Beis HaMikdash. The Rashi says, the Karinim, Beit Tomim, Yil Rotzon, Lahakriv, he's supposed to have a Korban, Tomim. Then there's an Issa to be Matal Mum. But today they do not have the base of Midish anyway. It's only goes Nira Bamum. That's all. But there's no Issa the Raisa. The Mor says, Hanim, Milu, when is there an Issa the Raisa to be Matal Mum? This mancha, base of Midish Kayin, the Chazilak Rova. The base of Midish is here, and it's fit to be brought for Korban. Then there's an Issa the Raisa to be Matal Mum in it. But Hashtuz la Chazilak Rova, less Lambo. But right now that we have no base of Midish, it's not fit for Akrova, there should be no Issa in being Matal Mum. Therefore, it's only Nisa the Rabbonin of Mechvei. Sumar says, why? Why is it worse than Aloch Riz? If you have already an animal that has a mum, there's an Issa to put a second mum in the animal, even though the animal is already not fit for Akrova. Afagab lechozil Akrova also. Sumar says, Balmum, neither lechozil Gufay, true the Gufa, the animal, cannot be brought since it has a mum already, one blemish. You cannot be brought to Korban, but may l'demei chazi. But the mice that's fit to be paid to redeem it, with the money you could buy another Korban. So it's still called this animal has to do with the mizbeach, with kachim. Therefore, there's nisa to be matlamum even on a balmum. But bizman is there, the bachlaw, we can't bring karbonis, there's no issa d'iraisa. Hochi deloy l'demei chazi. But over here, where it's not fit for anything, there's no issa di raisa, it's only issa di rabbonin. Mar says, Ashkechei Rabbi Yoinel Rabbi Ilo, Dekoya Pischa de Sur, he was by the gate of the city Tsur. Omle, he said to him like this, Ketoni, we learned, Behemoth Yekar, that if you buy an animal by the rid of Goyim Beissa, you're supposed to make sure you have no enjoyment from it, cut off its hooves. Eved, my, what should you do if you bought an Eved? Of the going by the rid there. So it depends. Eved, you throw a look at me, boy, you don't do anything. You buy an Eved Eved Kechovim. You buy a Goy from the Goyim. What should we do to the Eved? Or Malay, Mike from Yiboylan, what's your question? Tanya, we learn clearly. Oivde Kechovim, Piroye Behemadaka, or Goy. Or a person that pastures with Behemah small animals. So they're over a Gazlin, they for sure pasture in other people's fields. They're called like a Gazlin. Is loy malan, the local region, not allowed to bring them up from a boar. If they're stuck there, you don't have to save them, but loy maridim, you're not allowed to throw them down. No, you're not allowed to go and kill them. So if sheet there also, a goy, even though he's a goy, you're not allowed to kill him. So you cannot do anything to him. So Rashi says that Alma Eved, Oyvi Kechovim, Ostala Misa B'Yadayim, not allowed to kill him B'Yadayim. So again, Echonami, to an Eved, we can't do anything to him, we're not allowed to kill him, we can't do anything to him. Now the Gemara says, Omale Rabbi Yimel Rabbi Zeira, Ketani, we learned before in the other Braisa, that Loichem Mehem, you light a boy from the Goyim, Pehema Avodim Mushvachis. Now, the question is, when you can buy an Eved off the Goyim Eved Yisrael, I do mafilu Eved Ad Kechovim. Are you allowed to only buy maybe a Jewish slave from them, to save the Jew from the Goyim, or else even a Goyish slave? Omale, he said back to Mistav, the slur is, Eved Yisrael, could buy a Jewish slave from them. The Eved, or the Kechovim, if it's a Goy, a Goyish slave. So, my Miboylai, what are you going to do with it? Because Kolema, my mitzvah Yeshkan, the Nashrilai, like the Bryce said before, you have a right to go down to Tumas Amim to go and to make sure you have a deed to keep it. So, if you're only buying a Goyish slave, what's so important about that? Morris says, say if it was more mistavis than Eved Yisrael, you want to save him from the Goyim. So Morris says, no, that Kiyosi Rav and Amar Abshim Melokish, Afilu Eved Ad Kechovim. You also allowed to buy off the Goyim. Because still, now that you make him into an Eved Yisrael, an Eved Kanani, you megay him a little bit, you also bring him Tachas Kanfi Ashchina. So this also, it's mutter to go all through those things of buying it through the Goyim. Gemarius, Amr Ravashi, Otto Behemo, my Machna Takas Kanfeshkinika. Manashek, when you buy an animal off the guy, how are you bringing the animal Takas Kanfeshkinika? What's the special letter over there? Ella, what do you have to say? Mushum Yatiyu. That anything you take away from the Goyim, it's better. Savachinami, Dimamayachari. Since you're taking away this evidence from the guy, it's mutta. Maybe it's not because you're bringing Takas Kanfeshkinika, but just the fact you're buying, taking something away from the Goyim, that's mutta. Himar says now Rabbi Yaakov Zorvan Sandler, Rabbi Yaakov bought his sandals off the Goyim by the Yerid. Rabbi Yirmi Zorvan Pitzi bought bread off the Goyim. All Malay Chavachavis, one said to the other one, Yasma, like you Yosom, you often, Ovid Rab Chochi, would your master do like this? Like each one thought the other one bought the Mokum where they have to pay taxes, they thought it was awesome. Omla Idas, the other one said back to the other one, Yasma, you're an orphan. Ovid Rab Chochi, would your Rabbi, if he'd be alive, would he do like this? Fitavai, really both of them, Mibalabai his own, they both bought it from a private person. Each one thought though, Sov Chavre, Mitaga Zov, and each one thought the other one bought from a taga from a merchant, that was also. That's what each one complained to the other one. The Omer of Abba Vred, Rabchi of Araba, Lashon Rabu Akech Minataga. It's only us if you buy from a merchant. He takes taxes, the Shakli Mikhsa. Mina, he takes taxes from you, Fitavai Dezora. Avlakev, Balabai, it's Lashaka Mina Mikhsa, Mutta. Omri, if I'm from private person, there's no taxes, Mutta. Omri, Baba, Bret, Rabbi Chia, Baraba, El Moli, Hor, Rabbi Yechanan, Ho, Zimna, Biyatso, the Koshakli, Michta, Filma, Balabayis, Hevi, Yosa. If he would have been in a place, even for private people, to take taxes, he would say it's Osa. El, Inu, Hek, Zoven, how did they buy it here then? Be Balabayis, Shein, Kavua, Zoven. They bought it from a person that's not a permanent, does not live there permanently. Therefore, from him, for sure, they did not take taxes. Even though they take taxes from private people, that's only from the residents, people that live there. But a person does not live there, kavua, he does not have to pay taxes, so if him for sure it's mutter to buy from. Alright, we'll stop here. You are holding by the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The bottom, the Mishnah says, Elu Dvorim Asurim Lim Chalov Kechovim. These are the things that it's also, to sell to a goy. At Strublin, there's these things that the Goyim Stam use to worship their Avodah Zarah with. So again, there's a Lufna Ivar, if you give it to them, you're causing them to be over their Avodah Zarah. So it's Trublin, a type of a Paris, we'll see in the Gemara, a special type of a fruit. Or Benoy Suach, also see in the Gemara, a special type of fruits, that the Goyim use these things to worship their Avodah Zarah with. Uptutrios, the Gemara says it means these fruits, these type of dates, with the stem. With the stem of it, then they hang it up in front of the Avodah Zarah. That's the way they roived it. O Lavoina, now let us sell Lavoina, stam frankincense, clear, pure. For Tarnagul Halovin, you can't sell them a white chicken. They use it for the Avodah Zarah. We have Yehudu Oimer, Mutta Limchol Tarnagul Lavon, Ben HaTarnagulim. So if you sell them a few, then even though one or two of them are white ones, it's okay. But over Zman Shubifni Atzmoi, when you're selling them only white ones by themselves, it depends. Kurteyes Etzpo, if you want, you could cut off its finger. Or Moicherloi, then you're allowed to sell this white chicken to the Goyim, because then they will not use it to be able to bring it for Korbin to their Avodah Zarah. The Fishain Makrivin Chos Alavres Kachovim. The Goyim do not bring a Korbin, an animal that's a Chos or an Aver. If it's missing a leg or missing a toe, it would not bring it for Korbin. Vishakolatvorm, everything else, other type of things, it depends. Stomon muta, or pirushin also, minastam, you're allowed to sell it to them. But if pirushin, if they say clearly they want it, l'shem avoy dezoro, then it's also. Rabbi Meir says, av dekel tav, even a good palm tree, v'chatzav, a child grows for niklav, also. We'll see in the Gemara why these things are also awesome. Limchor leodikachovit, not allowed to sell these things to the goyim. Again, you have to be afraid they're going to use these things to worship their Avodah Zarah with them.